Welcome to Quickies.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Quickies brought to you by In.com. It's a new day, which means it's time for some new updates from the world of entertainment. My name is Arjun and let's see what's been happening. If you haven't boarded the Bharat hype train already, then let me bring you up to speed. Director Ali Abbas Zafar's latest venture, Bharat, has got Salman Khan as the leading man. It's a journey of a man and a nation together, and it seems super interesting, especially after Bhai revealed a look of his from the film just yesterday. The salt and pepper avatar not just managed to get the fans excited, but they've already started calling it one of his best films. And ahead of the trailer release, the makers have unveiled what seems to be the poster of the film. It's got Salman rocking his late 20s look, but it was Disha Patani who seems to have piqued our interest. The picture has a 1964 circus setting. While Salubhai is in a quirky costume, Disha Patani is in the background showing off her acrobatic moves, sporting a two-piece golden dress with a retro hairstyle. She will in fact be playing a trapeze artist in the film and will be involved in some badass action scenes. The story, the characters, pretty much everything at this point is a speculation because the makers have done a great job of keeping everything under wraps. However, we do know why Disha decided to be a part of this project, because in a recent interview she said that, "I have seen my sister contribute to our country as a part of the Indian Army. I always looked up to her, and Bharat is going to be very special and filled with sentiments for me." Along with these two, you will also be seeing Tabu, Katrina Kaif, Jackie Shroff and Sunil Grover on 5th June when Bharat makes its way to the big screen. Speaking of poster release, we got yet another exciting film to look forward to. Based on the story of two 60-year-old sharpshooters, Chandra Tomar and her sister-in-law Prakashi Tomar, who won hundreds of medals across many states and national championships, this film is called Sand Ki Aankh. Yes, that's right, and with such a quirky title, it's only fair that we see some quirky actresses on screen, which, lucky for us, is going to be true. We shall be witnessing a whole new avatar of Bhumi Pednekar and Tapsee Pannu in this story, which deserves to be heard, or rather seen in this case. Both the actresses have an excellent track record and there is no doubt about their talent given the diverse roles they've played in the past. But nonetheless, this is very exciting since their real-life age is more or less double of their real-life age. And this morning, both the leading ladies shared two posters of the film and it looks amazing. Even Anurag Kashyap, who is the creative producer of the film, released a motion poster yesterday. Directed by Tushar Hiranandani and produced by Anurag Kashyap, Reliance Entertainment and Nidhi Palmer, the film is all set to release this Diwali, which is last week of October. And just in case you can't contain your excitement, let me quickly tell you a few things about Chandra and Prakashi. Both of them learned to shoot at the age of 60 and have won more than 30 national championships. They have individually won over 350 medals while raising 30 children and 45 grandchildren and inspired thousands of girls to take up professional shooting. So yes, that's them in a nutshell, but if this has made you curious, then feel free to look them up online before you hit the theaters this Diwali. And the wait is finally over. The team of Darbar have finally kickstarted the shoot, which will predominantly happen in Mumbai. Directed by A.R. Murugadose, this action entertainer has superstar Rajinikanth and Nayanthara as the lead couple. If these weren't big enough names already, you got Santosh Sivan behind the camera and Anirudh Ravichandar responsible for the music. The latest report of this project has revealed that Rajinikanth will be playing a double role in the film. What are these roles, you ask? Well, he is going to be playing the role of a corrupted and villainous cop slash father, and also the role of his son, who happens to be a social activist. Apart from this, not much is known since the makers are trying their best to keep mum on the storyline, but interesting news always finds its way. A source close to the director said that when Murugadose narrated the script, he wanted the entire film to be shot in Mumbai. Though the paperwork for the permissions is underway to shoot maximum portions in live locations, some scenes might be shot in sets as the team would like to maintain secrecy. So there's that, and well, looks like Talaiwa has got his plate full given he is most probably going to finish shooting for this film by September, and that is followed by two more films, one with K.S. Ravikumar and the other with H. Vinoth. And once all that is out of the way by probably end of 2020, he is going to seriously be focusing on his political career. While discussing patriotic films churned out by Bollywood, we usually think of actors like Akshay Kumar, John Abraham and Vicky Kaushal, but get ready to add another name to that list. That's right, Arjun Kapoor is now coming out with a crime thriller titled India's Most Wanted. The makers dropped the teaser trailer just a few hours ago, and well, it is quite something. The story revolves around how an intelligence officer played by Arjun, along with his four acquaintances, embark on a manhunt, and not just any man, but India's most wanted criminal who is held responsible for over 52 bomb blasts across the country. What makes the mission even more challenging is that the criminal is nameless and faceless. And without any arms or support, Arjun Kapoor's character Prabhat has to hunt him down. The film happens to be based on 3 years of extensive research on a secret manhunt that was conducted between 2012 and 2014. In the words of Mr. Kapoor, it is a scary and real story. It will be fascinating for the audience to see it because when I heard about it, it left me in shock. Also, it made me feel proud to be an Indian. It is a film that will bring out your patriotic side. For now, we shall take his word and hold on tight because directed by Rajkumar Gupta, India's Most Wanted is expected to release on 6 December. Winter has come, but so have the elections. It's that time of the year when democracy calls out to every eligible citizen to cast their vote and choose who sits on the Iron Throne. Figuratively speaking, but you get the point. And so naturally, all the politicians are out there campaigning. But unlike most of them who are delivering speech after speech, we got Congress leader Priyanka Vadra Gandhi trying to connect with the masses through something more modern. It would be safe to call her the selfie queen of politics considering how active her phone's front camera has been of late. Just yesterday, she was in UP's Fatehpur Sikri campaigning and ended up taking a selfie with a female pilot who flew her around. And this is not just a one-off case because almost a week ago when the president of the Indian National Congress, Rahul Gandhi, reached Amethi to file his nomination, he had his sister Priyanka as well as her kids there to support him and also take a bunch of selfies. But whether or not all this clicking business is going to pay off looks like only time will tell when the results come out. Well, that's all the news from my end for today. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on in.com.